For the longest time, Bloomington Normal speculated about what stealthy Rivian was doing with its newly purchased plant in Normal. Now, after another major investment, this time from Ford, we're all speculating about what this means for Rivian and the local economy. To find out, we spoke this morning with Stephanie Brinley. She's the principal automotive analyst at IHS Market and has been following Rivian's rise from stealth mode to the big time.
And I think what's important, too, is that it's you know, yet another vote of confidence in Rivian's approach. Certainly other companies, you know, with Amazon's investment as well, whether they're traditional automotive or their technology, are seeing some promise in what Rivian has proposed and the direction that they're going. And for Ford to get involved with Rivian, there's the opportunity for them to learn from Rivian as well. It's partly on the skateboard architecture itself, but partly just how Rivian does business as a startup that is also certainly very, very respectful of the existing infrastructure and the legacy that automakers have. So there's an interesting interplay there between those two companies, and I think that's it works out to be a nice fit.
Well, I wonder if you can kind of help our audience understand this notion of competition, because, I mean, theoretically, Rivian is going to be making its own vehicles, trucks and SUVs that could compete with Ford on the market. How does that play out when you have competitors who are also teaming up kind of behind the scenes?
You know, it happens. It's happened before. It's not that kind of the first thing. You've got other companies that have developed engine programs together, for example, and I think that's a pretty apt comparison because in a lot of ways, that's sort of what this is. The skateboard architecture that Rivian has is a little more complicated than an engine, but it's in that same vein, right? Ford will be able to build a vehicle that has its own design, its own DNA, its own approach, its own look. Ford has yet to confirm exactly what vehicle they're going to build. But the opportunity for Ford to have a vehicle that is truly a Ford vehicle is certainly still there. What they're sharing is that battery part at the bottom, which, you know, consumers will care more about the performance that's related, the range, the charge time, and things like that, more so, I think, than who's built that battery pack at the end of the day. So I think that you can very, very easily navigate the competition issue. I mean, Ford is going to compete more directly with Rivian's truck when it develops and releases its own electric F-150, and that'll be Ford's own architecture and Ford's own battery technology. That won't be shared with Rivian. So the core product for Ford, the F-150, is still going to be all Ford and not shared with Rivian, and yet still compete.
Well, a couple of months ago, when the Amazon announcement was made that it was going to be partnering and investing in Rivian, there was also some unconfirmed reports that GM and Rivian were looking at a partnership as well. That never materialized, or at least it hasn't yet. And then now we see another big automaker, Ford, you know, sign an actual agreement with Rivian. What's your read on the Ford GM kind of part of this, and why one happened and maybe one didn't?
You know, I can't say why GM didn't happen yet or won't happen or whatever. I wasn't not really that clear on what happened in those talks. But what I can say is that Rivian, from the beginning, said that they wanted part of their business to be selling the skateboard architecture to other automakers and to other companies and allowing them to build their own products on that skateboard. Rivian didn't rule out, like, assembling vehicles for somebody else or just, as in the case of what they're doing with Ford, just selling the skateboard itself. And Ford is expected to build the vehicle at a different plant. So for a variety of automakers to be working with Rivian and having conversations with Rivian is right in line with the way that Rivian said that they wanted their business to go. I don't know that Ford is the only one, because in the discussions yesterday in the conference call, this is not an exclusive agreement for Rivian and Ford. What they've had is that they've got an equity investment, and Joe Heinrichs is on the board, so Ford will be closer to that to them than they had been. But it doesn't rule out Rivian working with another partner, whether it's an automaker or someone else. So I think that it's not about whether Ford invested or whether GM invested. It's really about Rivian executing on the business plan that they've developed And I think that they'll see other partners down the road.
That's Stephanie Brinley, Principal Automotive Analyst at IHS Market, speaking with us via Skype. She's been following Rivian and yesterday's Ford partnership announcement.